Hello and welcome to Starcast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves horoscope column. Tonight's edition of Starcast is for Thursday, the 2nd of June, 2022. Welcome to our program. The big news of the hour is that Mercury stations direct at exactly 4 a.m., well, 4 a.m. and 9 seconds, to be technical, 4 a.m. and 9 seconds, the morning of Friday, the 3rd of June, 2022. This retrograde has gone on since May the 8th. That's about 22 days or so. This happens three or four times a year, depending on how the astrological calendar lines up with the civic calendar. The next Mercury retrograde will be in late summer here in the Northern Hemisphere, so we will have a mostly Mercury retrograde-free summer. This has been a big one. The diversity and intensity of news events during the phase of this retrograde, and then near it in the days and weeks before, and we don't know what's going to happen after, but we're going to find out soon enough, has been just completely over the top. This begins with an incident on May 2nd, when for the first time in American history, the draft of a Supreme Court decision was leaked. Now, it is true that the way the court was going to go on Roe versus Wade was leaked in 1973, but the decision was not leaked. And so this is the first time in history that a draft decision was leaked. And this, for those not up to Supreme Court issues, Roe versus Wade is the decision that guarantees a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy in the United States. There's an associated decision, Casey versus Planned Parenthood, and we found out on May 2nd, just a few days ahead of the station retrograde, that this was going to be reversed by the court. We don't know the vote tally, whether it's going to go 6-3 or 5-4. To me, this depends on which way Chief Justice Roberts votes. I could see him voting against this, but we won't know till we find out. This decision was written in a needlessly tabloid style. It was just blistering. It was completely gratuitous, like it was the thing that Sam Alito, a Bush 2 appointee, was waiting to write his entire life, and he didn't have a writing coach or an editor to tell him to tone it down. I suspect that the final decision, when it comes out sometime later this month, as far as I can tell, this is not an astrological prediction, it is rather a thing based on understanding of the court, that it will be somewhat toned down, but I think it will ultimately have the same effect. And the question is, what exactly is going to happen? While everyone was fixated, largely even around the world, I mean, this was world news, was fixated on the overturning of Roe versus Wade, there was the slow rollout of a new attempted global pandemic, this time for a non-existent disease called monkeypox. There is no such thing. It's indistinguishable from these other pox diseases. There is no isolated, characterized, purified sample of the virus that could possibly distinguish it from something else. It is a complete hallucination of virologists and the political and corporate actors who capitalize on the fear that virologists stir up. So while we're watching Roe versus Wade during the Mercury station retrograde, they're doing a slow rollout of monkeypox. And there is a planning document from November of 21 saying it was going to happen in May of 2022. Now, how do they know these things? Isn't that interesting? Now, the really interesting thing, though, in my view, and I'm not sure that I see any astrology around this apart from the timing of the rollout around Beltane, which is a sex celebration, have packaged this as an anti-sex campaign. They are saying that this was started at some kind of a an alleged gay rave, which it was not. It was more of a conference, and they're saying there was sex in the sauna, and it was guys having sex with each other, and this is designed to evoke moral outrage and the ew factor, because, hey, guys having sex is not the same as hot lesbo action, so why don't we just, you know, disgust everyone by saying that this was the result of male homosexual sex. And in the Daily Mail from earlier this week, the dependably salacious right-wing British tabloid, a guy named Dr. Hans Klug was quoted. He's the head of the WHO's European division, and he warned the current outbreak of the tropical disease, this non-existent tropical disease, may not be containable. He warned that Europe had become the new epicenter of the virus, with the outbreak linked to sexual transmission at raves and festivals on the continent, meaning in Europe. With digital, everything old is new again. The last gay virus was announced 38 years ago. Another non-existent thing called the human immunodeficiency virus. I know we've all been beaten and flogged to believe this exists, but when you go looking for it, you can't find it. Now we know enough to see the homophobia for what it is. And a lot of people know a heck of a lot about viruses, much more than they ever thought they would in January 2020. So I don't think this rollout is going so well. And there are a lot of, let's say, diligent mask-wearing, vaccine-getting types who do not like this and feel duped that just after they've been put through this basically complete hell and of being coerced and pressured and lured into first one shot and then two shots and then three shots and then four shots and then having to read about 30,000 known dead Americans as a result of this thing, feel like they have been cheated. So this is a typical Mercury retrograde kind of a thing. Now, what is so interesting is that COVID was also rolled out during a Mercury retrograde in basically going from mid-February of 2020 to early March of 2020. I think that retrograde ended around March 9th. And if you study the chronology, you can see that in those 3 weeks, the world was entirely remade. Mercury stations direct. The WHO declares a global health emergency. President Trump declares a national emergency, and nothing ever has gone back to normal. There were also other events during this Mercury retrograde, including the World Health Organization. Well, it was the how do we say this? Let's get this right. How do I get this right? Hold on one second. I've got this up. Hold on a second. There's the paragraph. It's the World Health Assembly of the United Nations, somehow related to the World Health Organization, which seems to be more independent and private, but there's a connection between the World Health Assembly. I guess that's kind of like the General Assembly of the United Nations, rejected Biden's proposed amendments to international health regulations that would have solidified this medical tyranny model that we have been seeing rolled out the past 2 years. I think now that the promise of we're going to make you safe has kind of faded out a bit, we can start to see a lot of this stuff for the sham that it was. I'll have much more about this on the new Planet Waves FM Friday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, planetwaves.fm. Okay, other things that happened. Well, the big thing besides, you know, the World Health Assembly and the rollout of the planned monkeypox pandemic was the end of the Depp versus Heard trial. This is a kind of the whole Me Too movement being put on trial. Amber Heard was found to be liable of an intentional act of putting a essentially fraudulent op-ed in the Washington Post, a big newspaper in the United States, probably the second most important newspaper in the United States at this stage, made famous by its work on the Watergate scandal. It broke the Watergate scandal in 1973 and 74. Anyway, actually 72, 3 and 4. Okay, so this is a sordid tale, but at the end, and I'm going to tell more about this on Planet Waves FM, but in the end, what we learn, just as Mercury is about to go direct, is that the jury did not accept Amber Heard's claims and accepted those of Johnny Depp, saying that he was lied about when he was called a spousal abuser, that he had beaten. He was falsely accused in a public newspaper of having beaten Amber Heard. But the crazy thing about this was that this was brokered by the American Civil Liberties Union and used by it to raise money in its anti-Trump campaign. So I guess every last damn thing that happens has to come back to politics and money. All of that I've been rattling off about for the past 11 minutes has happened just during this four-week phase. It's been 1 month to the day since the monkeypox thing broke, was tweeted by the British government. No, wait. It was 1 month to the day that the Supreme Court decision was leaked, and then a couple of days later that the monkeypox thing was tweaked. So these events clustering around the station retrograde and the station direct have been very focused and abundant. And then this, of course, has been amplified and enhanced by two eclipses, a solar eclipse in Taurus and a lunar eclipse in Scorpio, right in the middle of this. So this is what you get when you combine something like a very condensed interplanet retrograde with two eclipses. These Mercury retrogrades are getting more exciting, interesting, and some would say intense as they go along. And I think this is because we are going deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole of full digital conditions. Essentially, all of us are living in a non-physical world. Therefore, do what you can to be physical and to invest yourself in physical reality. Okay, in the time remaining, let's do a brief go over of the astrology of the weekend. Currently, as we begin, the moon is in mid-Cancer. It's made a whole bunch of aspects today, including a square to Chiron. It's going to make a bunch more aspects by the time it leaves Cancer. So, for example, at the time that Mercury stations direct, the moon is making an aspect to Mercury. It's making a sextile to Mercury. It's making a square to Eris. It's making a quincunx to Saturn. It is making an opposition to Pluto. So there's going to be, after it forms that opposition, somewhere around 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, there's a very brief moon void, and then the moon enters Leo at 2:37 p.m., that's 2:37:50 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All times in this podcast are Eastern Daylight. The moon at that time will be in mid-Gemini, making an opposition to the Great Attractor. If you're curious about the Great Attractor, look on Planet Waves FM. I will move up that interview that I have, that absolutely awesome interview I have with Brent Tully, the astronomy professor at the University of Hawaii, who led the team that figured out what the Great Attractor actually is, this thing at the center of a supercluster of galaxies called Laniakea. Okay, so the moon enters Leo just ahead of the weekend, and it'll stay in Leo clear through the weekend. There's enough action in the fixed signs to make this interesting. So the moon, for example, while it is in Leo through the day Friday, Saturday, and then all the way through Monday, will make a trine to Jupiter, a trine to Mars, a square to Venus. Let's see if I can get this in order. It's quite a game. Then a simultaneous trine and square to Pallas Athene and Chiron. Then it will make a square to Uranus, and then a square to the lunar nodes, and then a, this is now on Sunday, a square to Mercury. So the moon is making a lot of squares and a few trines, but mostly a lot of squares over the weekend. And when it does that, you can expect things just kind of push the action along. The Memorial Day weekend was nice and quiet. It was pretty laid back, and that new moon that took place, I believe that was on Monday, was not really making very many aspects. It was kind of like coasting along, and it definitely had that feeling. This weekend has a very different feeling. Take it easy and don't try to solve all your problems at once. And when it comes to other people and their feelings, do what you can to be sensitive. This is especially true with Mercury stationing direct on Friday morning. Those can be fraught with miscommunication and needless complication. I do suggest, if you're one of those people who likes to wait till Mercury has stationed direct to do things, give things a few more days. At least wait out the weekend, maybe Monday, and then see where you're at, because the main property that I have seen that distinguishes Mercury stations direct is that information comes out. And this is the reason why you want to wait to do things like sign for a mortgage or for a car or something like that. If you can avoid it, if you can avoid doing so, because what happens when Mercury changes directions, either retrograde or direct, but especially direct, is information comes percolating out. Hidden things, things that seem to be tucked away in another dimension, can just kind of manifest and appear, and lost things can appear. And so give it some time and don't come back up to speed quickly. Take it easy. Okay, so a new horoscope is out tonight. Two new articles are out tonight. The astrology articles are available only to Planet Wave subscribers. We have options for lots of different types of discounts. And write to us at cs@planetwaves.net if you'd like to get some kind of a package deal or a promo code. We're very friendly and generous about that, and we treat our subscribers as individuals, not as a big group of people. We try to get to know each and every one of you and actually care about you. Mercury Station Direct is my cue to start recording the mid-year reading. So you can expect less writing from me for the next couple of weeks while I do the mid-year reading. That's a series of 12 30-minute videos called Your Future, Your Life, which will apply to all of the signs. They're wonderful binge-watching, and you can get an entire astrological education just from watching these videos. Thank you again for supporting us. We are not supported by advertisements or corporate dollars or sponsors or government grants in any way. We are a lavish, multifaceted, high-quality astrology service supported entirely by you. So thank you for that, and thank you for taking advantage of the work that I do with my friends here at Planet Waves. We are working hard for you night and day. All right. Once again, thank you for listening. Don't forget to catch Planet Waves FM Friday night at 10 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, signing off from a beautiful day in Kingston, New York at 4:46 p.m. on Thursday, the 2nd of June. I'm Eric Francis. Bye for now.